Natural Solutions with Dr. J, your source for time-tested and cutting-edge natural medicine approaches to optimize your health, with your host, Dr. J. Sordian. In this episode, we are going to have a reading of one of the chapters out of Outsmarting the Dementia Epidemic, 7 Key Memory Care Actions to Avoid Alzheimer's and Successfully Keep Your Brain Safe, Sharp, and Sexy into the Future. Outsmarting the Dementia Epidemic, 7 Key Memory Care Actions to Avoid Alzheimer's and Successfully Keep Your Brain Safe, Sharp, and Sexy into the Future. Chapter 4, Dr. J's BRAINS Brains Formula. To help people remember some key elements to maintaining a healthy brain and memory, I have come up with my Brains Formula. Each letter of the word BRAINS represents something that you have to think about and address in your life to successfully stay safe, sharp, alert, sexy, productive, and have an engaged life with family and friends. B stands for blood circulation. R stands for remove toxins. A stands for avoid sugar. I stands for inflammation. N stands for names. S stands for sexy. In the following chapters, I will explore and expand upon these 6 elements in my brain's formula. I chose these 6 elements because I feel that they will have the biggest positive impact on reversing this epidemic of dementia. There are many other elements to health and brain protection that can have an impact. The Alzheimer's Association and brain researchers at UCLA and elsewhere have stated that a multifaceted approach is necessary to address Alzheimer's. I wholly agree with this. And I do not think that there is a silver bullet discovery or drug that will change this trajectory. But in coming up with my brain's acronym, I had many approaches and elements to choose from. So let me mention a few others that I will not discuss in great detail, but that have influence nevertheless on dementia. B. B vitamins are very important in brain and nerve health. Some, like B12, are not processed efficiently by some people, and this then needs to be addressed with the proper form of B12 added to the diets of these people. L5-methyltetrahydrofolate, available at our online store, which is http://www.theredwoodclinic.metagenics.com. Blood sugar is a key B, which is included in the A letter chapter. Balance in life is important. This is both the balance needed to walk, run, and sit, but also a balance in all parts of one's life. And boredom at work and elsewhere can be a negative influence on the brain. R, rest and relaxation and fun is important. Hanging out in one's man cave, woman cave, vacationing, doing recreation that reduces stress responses. Stress is a big killer of brain function and is discussed in greater detail in Superbrain, Maximize Your Brain Health for a Better Life. Remember to brush and floss your teeth properly daily. I. Immune system dysregulation causing leaky brain syndrome and meningeal leakage as well are mentioned in this book elsewhere. Food coloring attaching to tissues like the tongue can lead to immune attack and brain irritation and breakdown. Insulin is also a key factor in brain health. N. Neurologic relief center technique for meningeal compression and torquing, discussed elsewhere in this book. And S. Staying Safe and Sharp. This book is mostly about staying safe, firstly, and sharp, thereafter. Chapter 5. B stands for blood circulation. And we have a picture of red blood cells carrying oxygen in the bloodstream. What happens when blood and oxygen are cut off from your brain? Our brain, like all parts of the body, require blood and oxygen circulation to function properly. A lack of blood or oxygen to any part of the brain for even a short time will result in malfunction and even permanent damage. A stroke is an example of this. This is why it is very important to take steps to keep your blood vessels open and filled with sufficient amounts of oxygen and high-quality blood. How can we do that? Acupuncture, NRCT, Neurologic Relief Center Technique, yoga, tai chi, other exercises, relaxation and meditation techniques, and certain natural supplements and herbs are necessary components of your healthcare routine to support healthy blood circulation as well as to undo negative influences of things like whiplash and Gibbsian blows to the side of the head. My work as an acupuncturist, traditional naturopath, and NRCT practitioner has helped hundreds of patients with blood and oxygen deficiency and stagnation issues, damaging their bodies and brains. Restoring proper function is a satisfying aspect of my work in helping others optimize their health. If you haven't done so already, watch the video explanation on how function is related to symptoms, stress, trauma, and toxicity at theredwoodclinic.com/symptoms-as-loss-of-function. One thing many other practitioners overlook is the role of oxygenation in health. Anemia, low blood iron, and decreased hemoglobin are a source of numerous symptoms a person might ascribe to other causes. When oxygen deficiency is not addressed, not only do symptoms persist and get worse, but the whole body's function is diminished. Anemia is more common in women than men due to the loss of blood during the menstrual cycle. So keep in mind that oxygen deficiency due to anemia can be a key concept for women and men who are having memory issues. Oxygen is needed by the brain to function properly, and circulation of blood to the brain through both the carotid and vertebral arteries are necessary for proper levels of nutrients and oxygen getting to the brain. The meninges are the wetsuit gatekeepers of the flow of blood and oxygen to the brain from the circulatory system. This wetsuit function is also called the blood-brain barrier. After the oxygen and nutrients get to the brain and nerve cells, mitochondria, the powerhouses of the cells, have to have the proper nutrients to produce the energy. Supplements such as mitochondrial resuscitate assist in that function. Massage, shiatsu, chiropractic, osteopathic manipulation, and various forms of exercise and meditation can increase the flow of blood to the brain by relaxing the muscles of the shoulders and neck as well. Blood to the brain is transported from the heart through the carotid and vertebral arteries. The carotid artery, which we all know about in the front of the neck, carries about 60%. The vertebral, lesser known, carries the other 40%. Tension in the neck and shoulder muscles causes decreased flow of blood through the vertebral artery. This was a discovery by Dr. Yoshiaki Omura during his research as a cardiologist. While there is redundancy built into our body to allow for damage and decreased flow, getting full flow of blood to the brain is a really key factor to healthy function. Thus, Doing the above methods is a very important part of what any healthcare system should include, and they are approaches I use in my own blend of help to support my own health and the health of patients. Answer the questions in the survey to see if blood circulation may be an issue for you. Blood circulation. Enter the appropriate number, 0, 1, 2, or 3, with 0 as the least or never, and 3 as the most or always. Fill in the blank. Low brain endurance for focus and concentration. Cold hands and feet. Must exercise or drink coffee to improve brain function. Poor nail health. Fungal growth on toenails. Must wear socks at night. Nail beds are white instead of pink. Tip of your nose is cold. What is your total? If your total is 6 or more, I suggest that you get evaluated more in depth. See Chapter 12. If you are interested in finding out more about how you or your relatives can avoid dementia, buy the book, Outsmarting the Dementia Epidemic, 7 Key Memory Care Actions to Avoid Alzheimer's and Successfully Keep Your Brain Safe, Sharp, and Sexy into the Future by going to OutsmartingDementia.com. That's OutsmartingDementia.com. If you'd like to learn more about how to get an appointment with Dr. Shortian, please call the Redwood Clinic at 510-849-1176. And for information, go to theredwoodclinic.com. Thank you.